Jim Weatherly wrote the song Midnight Train to Georgia. He died this week at his home in Brentwood, Tennessee, at the age of 77. According to the Tennessean newspaper, it was natural causes. NPR's Elizabeth Blair has this appreciation.
Jim Weatherly wrote songs that became hits for a number of country artists, including Ray Price and Glen Campbell. But it was Gladys Knight and the Pips who took his words and melodies to another level.
'Cause you're the best thing that ever happened to me.
Jim Weatherly told interviewers he thought Gladys Knight liked his songs because he leaves a lot of space between the lines for the Pips to fill in.
L.A. proved too much for the man.
Too much for the man. He couldn't make it.
So he's leaving the life he's come to know.
The journey behind Midnight Train to Georgia is a lesson in serendipity and artistic flexibility. In 1970, Weatherly called his friend actor Lee Majors, whose then-girlfriend Farrah Fawcett answered the phone. Weatherly told Mississippi Public Broadcasting what happened next.
She said Lee wasn't there, but during the course of the conversation, she mentioned that she was taking the midnight plane to Houston.
Weatherly liked the sound of those words, midnight plane to Houston, and wrote a song in less than an hour, and he recorded it.
And she's leaving on the midnight plane to Houston.
Weatherly's publisher wanted to give the song to Sissy Houston, but she told the Wall Street Journal, "My people are originally from Georgia, and they didn't take planes." Weatherly agreed to change it. Gladys Knight, who's from Atlanta, also approved.
Said he's going back to find,
ooh, back to
a simpler place and time.
Oh,
yeah, not gonna be with him.
I know you will.
Oh, that midnight train to Georgia.
Rolling Stone named Midnight Train to Georgia one of the 500 greatest songs of all time. After learning of his death, Gladys Knight tweeted, "I'm missing Jim Weatherly already." Elizabeth Blair, NPR News.